Off the Ball. GAA.
Dublin are more vulnerable now that Brian Fenton is gone. And then I was thinking back, geez, the last game Brian Fenton missed for Dublin was the open round of the Leinster Championship against Meath when they absolutely tanked them.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Siobhan O'Shea joining us at the 2025 Little Ladies National Football League's launch. A great morning here this morning, Siobhan. What was your takeaway, I suppose, from the panel where we heard from a whole host of guests across sport?
Yeah, it was an absolutely unbelievable morning, you know, to hear from all those high-profile people. To be in the same room with them was unbelievable, and to hear all their stories. But I suppose, you know, my main takeaway was from the research that Lidl carried out, and to see the importance of role models and the impact it can have on, you know, the attendances at games and on young children around the country. So, yeah, just the importance of role models in general.
Definitely, and one of the stars of the Kerry's team of late is yourself, and also Louise Niemeyer-Hertig, who obviously recently announced her retirement. What are your reflections on her overall career? I'm sure someone you were definitely close with over the years.
Yeah, you know, Louise is an unbelievable person, both on and off the pitch, and, you know, I'm lucky now to call her my friend. I looked up to her when I was younger, growing up, you know, coming up here to the 2012 All-Ireland, you know, would have watched her then, and then followed her career all the way up, I suppose. You know, I was only a young one when she was first started playing with Kerry 17 years ago, and then to get to, you know, train and play with her over the last number of years since 2019 has been, you know, a privilege to learn from her, to see how she conducts herself, you know, at training and after games. You know, she'd be swarmed by kids, but she always has time for every one of them, and she's been, I suppose, one of the best role models we could have down there. And yeah, hopefully we've taken a lot of learnings from her and that we can continue it on for the next number of years.
And a new management team in Kerry now this time around, how has that been going so far?
Yeah, it's been going great. You know, Mark has came in and he's brought, you know, a new energy, and, you know, it's obviously hard to follow Darren Declan, but he's doing a great job so far. You know, he's brought a new pair of eyes to the whole situation, and he has his game plans, but I suppose, you know, he's not going to try change too much. You know, the way we've played over the last number of years has really suited us, you know, free-flowing attacking football, and yeah, he's brought in his new ideas and we're trying to learn from him, so hopefully we can develop together over the run of the league.
And that moment of getting over the line last year after so many attempts of trying, what was that like for you?
It was just a dream come true, you know, to lose the last two All-Irelands and then to finally get over the line. I suppose the initial feeling is probably relief, but then, you know, it turned out to be the best day of our lives, and I suppose some of the best days of our lives then in the weeks that followed. You know, the celebrations were unreal. I just, even looking out here, I remember running around the pitch, you know, we were all just went crazy, jumping into people's arms, and, you know, you were on the pitch with the girls that you had put in that hard work with, and the people that, you know, were such a tight-knit group, and, you know, had been there over the last number of years together. So it was just a special time, and then to see our families in the crowd and get to share that moment with them, it was just, yeah, a special, special time. And, you know, we'd want to be repeating that now in the future, because, you know, when you win one, you kind of get the hunger for more. So yeah, looking forward to that now.
And you talk about the excitement in the minutes post-match, but obviously the excitement in the weeks and months afterwards as well, I'm sure, bringing the cup around to clubs and schools as well.
Yeah, you know, we had an unbelievable homecoming in Killarney, I think. You know, our jaws kind of dropped with the amount of people who had showed out to support us. And, yeah, the, you know, weeks that followed, you know, we had different bits and pieces around the county. And then over the last couple of weeks, we've been bringing the cup around to schools. You know, I got to bring it around to the local primary schools in South Kerry, and to see the kids and their faces, you know, when you walk in with the cup, and just the joy it brings to them as well. You know, it gives you that extra bit of motivation, and, you know, that's probably when you do start to see yourself as a bit of a role model for these kids. And, you know, they'd be asking questions and looking for pictures and looking for autographs, and yeah, just if you can inspire any couple of them, then you're doing a good job.
And then especially with the success of Kerry men's in recent years, to see the women go on and do it as well, there's just something in the water down there.
Yeah, I suppose Kerry is a, you know, a bit of a stronghold for football in general, and I suppose we've kind of let the side down over the last number of years.
Not at all.
You know, we haven't had that much success. Obviously, there was a great team in the 80s and 90s, and, you know, it's been a bit too long down there now for Kerry. It was a bit of a famine, so yeah, obviously delighted that we've had success in both the league, and then last year to get over the line and win the Brendan Martin Cup was the stuff of dreams.
And then as we continue to move towards integration, obviously 2027, the proposed date might take longer. We'll wait and see on that one. But what do you think about that prospect overall?
I suppose it's exciting, you know, as they were talking about today, you know, if you can get gender parity, then that's, you know, obviously so something that we wish for in the future. But, you know, even in 2027 or whenever integration happens, it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, once it continues to grow in the right direction, that's what we want. You know, it's not about putting the men down. It's just about, you know, getting on a level playing field. And, yeah, hopefully everyone rows in behind that. And obviously there'll be challenges along the way, but hopefully they can overcome them because it'll be exciting for the future.
For sure. And the 2019 All-Ireland between Dublin and Galway, 56,000. Last year, 30,000 between yourselves and Galway. You'll be aiming to be back there this year, I'm sure. But on the attendance front, how much of a boost is that if it was to rise and rise year on year again?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, 2019, you have Dublin and, you know, they're local. Obviously, that draws probably more of a crowd. But, yeah, we had a good crowd up from Kerry last year. Obviously, Galway had been there the week before, kind of with the men as well. So a good bit of travelling for them. So that might have had a bit of an effect. But, yeah, you're looking to increase it every year. And, you know, even as neutrals going to games, you'd hope that that would increase as well. That it's just a general increase in the whole attendances, even across the leagues and championship. Because, you know, obviously it's important for attendance to be big for All-Ireland Final Day. But, you know, we want it for throughout the league and at that smaller, those smaller games as well, where they might be more accessible for people, you know, in their local counties.
Kerry kicking off the league obviously in the coming weeks, but for the double, what do you think?
Yeah, you never know, you know. Our aim obviously at the start of the year is to get back to the All-Ireland Final and keep our hands on the Brendan Martin Cup, and then obviously for the league, you know, it's been a massive stepping stone for us over the last number of years. You know, we've got to league finals for the last couple of years in Division 2 or Division 1, and we've taken massive learnings, be it a win or a loss. So, you know, our aim is obviously to get back there, and then when you're in a league final, you know, you're not there to make up the numbers. So, yeah, you know, we have big aims, but yeah, we'll see how it goes.